6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
No man can serve two masters. That's what Jesus said. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Amen. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Now, understand, and I think we do, God is not troubled about you or I or anyone owning. As a matter of fact, our destiny has to do with profiting. Amen. Isaiah 48:17 is God that teaches us to profit and shows us or leads us in the way that we're to go. But he has a way. It's like, you know, let's say when that warning light in that factory starts going off and everybody starts, you know, at headquarters or in the control room, they usually have some buttons they can press to shut everything down. Amen. That's the way it is with God. When that warning light goes off, see, sometimes someone's heart may be starting to move toward greed. Amen. And covetousness. Amen. And mammon and gain. And it's starting to pine away at their walk with God. And God is not in their thoughts as he once was. And they're not purposing to take time with God as they once did. He's just not that high on the priority list anymore. Amen. Every now and then, you know, not that they've forsaken God, it's just that something is stealing from them and trying to take God's life. What I've been teaching you these past weeks, vitally important to putting a stop. See, God has... He has safety nets. He has those buttons he can press to stop the flow of these things into your life. Amen. 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 It's simple. It's always in relationship to and in accordance with his financial plan. Amen. For your life. Amen. You want to stop the devourer? You want to put a stop to these thoughts that race to your mind, these dreams you've been having, this stuff that's been plaguing you and pushing you towards things that you know God is not pleased with, or that you know is not in God's will, but yet you can do it, is to go back to the basics. He said, honor the Lord with the first fruits. Come on, first fruits. Tell somebody, put God first again. Even if you have to struggle getting up, you know you hadn't prayed in a long time, really prayed and talked to God and just hadn't been able. See, you got in that place where you just can't get up now. Only talk you have is pillow talk. It's like the devil just is on you. He won't let you up out the bed. Just about you got the bus to move. Come on. You'll find that there's a grace upon you that the moment you decide, and it's maybe not even in the area of prayer, but in an area that affects your life where you've allowed mammon, you've allowed other stuff to enter in and to affect you, and it's been stealing from you. And the joy of the Lord is not your strength. And, you know, you find that you're moving away from God's principles and being consumed by the cares of life and the world system and the way they think. God has a way of bringing that to an abrupt end. But tell somebody, you got to make up your mind. You have to choose. Amen. And it's like with tithing. You don't tell people, well, when you get it together, then start to tithe. No, you are doing them a disfavor. You are allowing them to continue to dishonor God and yet try to find their way out. No, you find your way out the moment you start to honor God. Hello, the moment that you turn to Him, you'll find He's right there. And He was waiting on you, and now He'll assist you. That's what Holy Spirit is for, to comfort you, to assist you, the paraclete, the enabler. But if you don't turn to Him, I don't care what kind of mess you have created or what mess you are in or what the opposition, tell me what God can't do. The moment you convince me what God can't do, I'm going home. There's nothing He cannot do. There's nothing He will not do for one of His own. Nothing He's not capable of doing. The moment you turn to Him, He said, turn to me. I will turn to you. You waiting on God to turn to you? He's waiting on you to turn to Him. He's there. He's not changed. He's forever the same. If we're going to walk with God in these last days, one of us is going to have to change. It ain't going to be God. Thus saith the Lord. One of us is going to have to change. It ain't going to be Him. Because He never changes. If you can't be trusted with mammon, you cannot be trusted with the true riches. You have need of, in these last days, of the true riches. And I'm not talking about mammon and money. That'll be a byword. That'll be just icing on the cake. It'll be something that's available. You're going to need the true riches. You're going to need to know how to access the secret places. Amen. Not to visit, but to dwell. Yes. How to guard your mind against panic, against fear. Yes. How to not allow lack to enter your mind. Amen. I'll tell you something. We're coming upon times in the years to come where God is going to multiply food on your table. Amen. Amen. And see, the reason we must come into that secret place and come to that place beside Him where we behold His glory is because darkness is going to prevail throughout the earth, everywhere. Jesus said it's a time of trouble that the world has never known or never will know again. It ain't no little old something happened over somewhere else. It's going to be everywhere. There's going to be a spirit of anarchy. A lot of these movies that we see and stuff are prophesying. Amen. A lot of stuff is prophetic. Yes. Not for us to become afraid because we're dwelling in a secret place. But see, if you half in and half out, if you loving one and hating the other, and you ain't settled all your issues with God, you're going to be in big trouble. Yes. I say that kind of humorously, but you will be in big trouble. It's like the five wise virgins and the five foolish. The five wise took oil and took extra oil. Five foolish only took enough to burn it for that time. And the bridegroom tarried. They ran out of oil and went to get oil. And while they went, the bridegroom came. When they came back, the door was shut. That's why we can't allow one another. Don't allow the person next to you to play church.
Amen.
Don't allow them to be pretentious or even hypocrite. There's a way to talk to people. If you know somebody's a hypocrite, and I'm just saying, you know that, you hypocrite. No, you don't have to, but love them, pray for them. And if you're friends with them and you can speak into their life, challenge them. But let them know, let them know, no, this is for real. The time is winding up. We don't have lots of time. You need to get into the ark. How many know there's not an ark per se, but we are the ark. Amen. We are the ark. We are the carriers of his presence. I wind up with this because Samuel was a type. He was the first prophet that, I won't say the ark became insignificant, but he became a carrier of the ark. In other words, wherever Samuel was, the enemy couldn't be there.
Amen.
Samuel had a territorial anointing. He covered a sphere. He was in a place, the devil couldn't be in that place. The enemy couldn't prosper in that place. The enemy couldn't come up in there.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, when Saul came after sending men to get David in Ramah, and Saul came, the spirit of prophecy that was on Samuel hit Saul and his men, and Saul began to prophesy. You know, and looking at that, I see the mercy of God on Saul. It was like God saying, Saul, you have an opportunity here to repent.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 15 of this series entitled, The Blessed Life. Today's message, Follow the Money. Matthew 6, 22 through 23 states, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? You carry the perception. All these things are in the eye. If the eye isn't single, the whole body cannot see.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.